Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Just when you think the insane-o-meter has topped out, Donald Trump adds farting to his list of atrocities. This is, we're in uncharted territory here. Of course, we don't know for sure that Trump was the one farting in court, so it would not be right for me to state that he was. So I cannot in good conscience report that Trump was pumping gas like a Barstow Texaco. But I can report, to borrow a phrase that he likes to use when spreading rumors, many people were saying Trump was farting in court.
All right. Who wants some pecker again? Today. It's day two. It's Pecker day two in chart week. And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel beat me to the chart of the deal.
Right.
But he's got a lot of writers. Mm-hmm. I got, you know.
My next door neighbor writes for me.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Please, Jimmy, continue.
And again, here's the thing. There's no way to prove Donald Trump was the one who dealt it. So please don't repost this video with a dumb caption like Julius Squeezer or the shard of the deal or you have the right to remain silent but deadly, because we don't know if any of this is true. You can't call him Gasolini.
What? Oh. Okay. So what a show we have today. Renato Mariotti, a legal lad, coming up. Who wants Italian today? JoJo from Jers. That's a lot of Italian on the menu.
I thought she was Lebanese.
It's a little of both. And Charlie Pierce. Very exciting Tuesday. Okay, and it is Pecker Day 2. Is it wrong, Jody? Is it? Sean, is it wrong? Sean went to Catholic. We all went to Catholic school, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I'm taking so much unmitigated glee in Donald Trump's distress. How did Rachel Maddow describe it? She said he just seems like old and sad and mad.
And they were laughing at MSNBC when they kept bringing up Pecker.
Yes.
They started laughing like little girls.
You know what? Just when I thought we could have nice things, that chyron on Nicole Wallace, a Trump afraid of Pecker
real?
Leaking, was not, it's not real.
No, I looked at it. I'm like, that doesn't look real to me.
Yeah. Someone said it's hilarious, even if it's not real.
True.
He is afraid of Pecker leaking. I don't know, but it's not like it's incorrect. And I feel like Nicole Wallace would engage in that kind of scampery. So I was actually,
she does have a potty mouth.
It's not real. Are you okay, Sean? Uh-oh. Sean's, when he's touching knobs and looking things up online, it means something's gone awry already.
He's trying to fix things.
I know he is. He's magic. He already fixed our Zoom thing, we think.
So.
Yeah,
we think so.
Okay, we shall see. All right, so... where do we start with what it really, I don't know if I'm so Rachel Maddow's seen her, he's seen him in person, you know, many times. And she said he looked thinner, just considerably older and angry. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I can't, oh my God, the whining on Fox News. You can't make a 77-year-old man sit in a cold. Jesse Waters actually said he needs to get out and exercise. Really? When has he ever done that?
Ever?
He needs fresh air. And he's like a Labrador puppy. Oh, he needs exercise and air and sunlight. You can't make him sit. Well, then don't do the crime.
Yeah.
If you can't. Oh, my God. And so he's already. So how many times are we violated the gag order?
So
he
many.
Attacked the jury. Mm-hmm. He's called, what do you call him? 95% Democrat.
Yeah.
This jury was picked so fast. Oh, I see, because most people would like to be exonerated as soon as possible. But I see. We'd like to slow this down, mm-hmm. this trial, so jury was picked too fast. Oh my! And he has no evidence for that, by the way, that they're... okay. All right, so what else? What else? I can't even take all the lies. What did his lawyer say? Something like, you know... I got a spoiler alert. This is, you know... This is not called election interference. This is democracy. Uh-huh. No. This is like election interference 101. Mm-hmm. Eric, by the way, isn't that nice? They're able to go on Fox News, but they're not able to be there because they got a thing
strange,
with a guy.
Right?
And because it's, you know, boring. And daddy smells. But seriously, Chet Lawrence O'Donnell pointed out that even Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were there.
And he murdered and ate people.
What's that light after the trial's over? What are we eating? Where are we? Who's hungry? Where are we going?
Sushi? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hi there. It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Anyway, but no, Eric's, I think he was on Fox News mm-hmm. whining and lying. He's like, I can't remember which lie. I can't keep all the lies straight.
It's hard.
Oh, he wasn't focused on bookkeeping. He's busy being president. And that's, no. We need the 999 because they're all fascists. No. 999. He wasn't president when he did this crime.
Exactly.
I understand it's hard to keep all his crimes separate. However, he wasn't president, so you can't even presidential immunity. No, these crimes were committed before the election. Okay, yes, BW on Twitter says both his boys have been bitching about what's happening to daddy, but not one single family member has showed up to the courthouse to support him. Not one. That speaks volumes.
Yes, it does.
And Melania's out hawking
selling jewelry.
Bubbles. Mm-hmm. For $245 mm-hmm. for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that to commemorate when he was banging Karen McDougal when she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Or when he was banging Stormy Daniels right after she gave mm-hmm. birth? But it's not for charity or anything. It's just for her.
Right.
And I love they asked her, what's her name? Her assistant, former assistant. Is this to raise money for his defense? And she's like, oh, please. Getting this money's for her.
Yeah, it's 100% going to her.
As Carlos would say, money.
Money.
Jeff Tiedrich tweets, Donald Trump's cellmates are going to get so sick, tired of hearing about presidential immunity. It'll be the cake. Just please shut up about that cake.
It will be.
Yeah. Okay. Where am I? Oh, I have guessed the quotes for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you have to play the role of Chris LaPointe and be wrong. You can't be the smartest girl in class.
But I was a straight-A student.
You know what? Never mind. You suck all the fun out of this. All right. It's Liz Cheney. She said it is likely that all or nearly all of the justices will agree a former president who attempted to seize power and remain in office illegally can be prosecuted, but the justices should also recognize the profoundly negative impact they may have if the court does not resolve these issues quickly and decisively. It cannot be that a president of the United States can attempt to steal an election and seize power, but our justice system is incapable of bringing him to trial before the next election 4 years later. Thank you, Lizard. What have I always said? I have always said Liz Cheney has always been right. And we have always been at war
with East Asia.
Correct. How did you know I was going to say that?
I don't know. I could read your mind.
Oh, do we have the cake ready? Yeah. You know what? They got to put whoever his roommate is on suicide watch preemptively. Because... You know what? It's going to be like that scene in Airplane where the lady just hangs herself because Robert Hayes won't shut the up. Yeah. just shoes just dangling. Just, oh my God. Stop talking. Which, oh, did he say, by the way, I'm going to guess. Hang on, let me. What's that thing Johnny Carson used to do? Karnak?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say witch hunt yesterday? By any chance? Did
oh,
he say
so many times.
Oh my God. Jody, I'm not sure I can take anymore. We're only on the first trial of him with his little accordion hands. Like, you can, and by the way, they could just AI that in the next trials because he's going to come out and say the exact same thing. He's like a little, what's the clock? You know, what am I thinking of? Cuckoo clock.
There you go.
Yeah. He comes out of the courthouse. He does the little accordion hands. Unfair. Witch hunt.
Yeah. I didn't want to listen to that 8-minute rant yesterday because it was like, just going to be the same.
I'm back. Unfair. Look at my tiny accordion. And I've always loved accordions because I've loved Judy Tenuta so much, but this is just ruining everything for me, including accordions. Why does he do that?
I don't know.
Can they handcuff him just so he can't do that? Is he going to jail today, please? I wore this shirt aspirationally. I don't understand. He's got to do something. We will talk to Renato Mariotti.
Yeah.
But this is, was it Andrew Weissman, I think, that said, he is goading the judge now. He's just goading him. Mm-hmm. It specifically says you cannot comment on the jury. In addition to, he's already done it to witnesses, the judge's daughter, yada, yada, yada.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay. Oh, this one. Thank you, whoever said. Who is this? TM South somebody. Dear media, instead of dragging Bill Barr back onto your networks to ask him if he's voting for Trump, how about asking him why he made the Trump hush money federal charges go away for Trump, but let Michael Cohen go to jail? We see you. Thank you. Are they under some kind of rules they can't ask him about that?
Right.
I mean, he can just shut up about what he thinks about Trump. He knows exactly why this is happening now. And so then Trump can whine and complain, oh, it's during the campaign. Right. Well, you should have been prosecuted a long time ago, back when Michael Cohen went to jail. Oh, my God. I'm in a state, aren't I? Oh, you know why? Because it's pecker day. So I'm just, I don't like getting poked. You know what I'm saying? With a pecker every single day. Okay, here it is. It's because we have a song. Oh, we have a song. That's
and again.
There we go.
It's David Pecker every time. I'm getting so mad at this fool. With pictures of Jeff Bezos' tool. He's bringing me down. He's just an ass clown. And he might go to jail very soon. We got to convict that David Pecker.
You Rocky Mountain Mike. See, everything's better with music. Oh, speaking of polls.
What?
What do I always say about polls?
You don't believe them unless you like them.
They're complete bull unless there's one I like. Biden's win streaks breaking. According to NBC News poll, President Biden is leading Trump by 9 points among actual voters. Spread this everywhere so the media cannot ignore it. Are you like me, Jody? I get a little nervous. Like, I don't want polls out there showing Biden winning in a landslide because I have 2016 PTSD. Same. I just told Sean before the show that I wanted to go strangle all his friends that voted for Jill Stein because they thought it wouldn't matter.
If they were in California, it didn't matter. If they were somewhere else, it might have mattered.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing I have. I don't want people to get, like, I think you and I both think Biden's going to win by a lot, but I don't want to, I just don't want to get people going, oh, yeah, see, it'll be fine.
Right.
But these polls, I don't even know. This one's all over the place from the one they just did mm-hmm. 2 days ago. So, again, as Politics Girl told us yesterday, when people actually vote, we're winning election after election. So just eyes on the prize. Don't get happy. Eye of the tiger, eyes on the prize. What do I mean? Betty Davis eyes? Something. You do your thing.
All that.
You do you. And just vote.